And now, overlooking Scottsdale from high above in the Camelback Tower, Comerica Bank presents the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce Podcast. Local business leaders, business topics, events, and everything Scottsdale. And now here's your host, the president and CEO of the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce, Mark Stanton.
Well, hello, Scottsdale. Good to be here. Excited about another podcast with Star Worldwide and Dave Pratt and Robin and getting everything squared away. You know, I mentioned in our last podcast that one of the real benefits, the joys of the Scottsdale Area Chamber of Commerce is discovering new businesses. Maybe businesses that you weren't familiar with. Maybe businesses that you didn't even know existed. And today we're very, very lucky to have a business leader, a business owner who fits into that category. So we're very excited that Dr. Trahum is here from ThinkZilla, which is about the coolest name for a business that you can ever imagine. I was very lucky and fortunate to meet her several months ago when they located in Scottsdale. I attended a wonderful ribbon cutting, which was remarkable and very well attended. And we're going to talk about some important points of business, about diversity and inclusion and how to build your brand and look towards being a better business, doing well while doing good. And very excited that Dr. Trahum is here from ThinkZilla. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, this is a really great concept and no more timely than right now. And if you wouldn't mind, can you tell us a little bit of a snapshot of what ThinkZilla is doing and how ThinkZilla became?
Absolutely. Well, what we're doing is embracing and impacting change. We are an organization that is built on helping organizations create a positive economic impact. We started 9 years ago in Houston, Texas. We expanded in 2016 to Atlanta, Georgia. And we're here in Scottsdale, Arizona as of November of 2020.
Now, we are welcoming you with open arms and just fascinated about the model. You know, your first step into the local market, you held a great program of which SRP was included and several other businesses, and trying to explain to businesses the way you can look at building your brand, diversity and inclusion. Let's talk a little bit about why Scottsdale, how you wound up here.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I have a couple of mentors and a couple of business leaders here in the Arizona market that was very consistent about having me to look into this market. There was a young lady that was the senior business development person at the time for GPEC. And she traveled to Atlanta, Georgia to meet with me. And she told me all of the amazing things that are happening here in Arizona and how the state was moving toward becoming more inclusive. And I decided that I would, you know, look into it to see, you know, if it's something that I wanted to do. I'm a problem solver by nature. So I started to look into it, and then I started to meet and talk with several other leaders here. And I felt that it was a good idea to expand our solutions here to Scottsdale to help push things forward.
Well, you, I consider you as a dynamic business leader, really a force of nature for change and how we can all look at doing business a little differently, a little better. I know you opened up your office here at Sky Song, and it is an awesome office, very cool,
Thank you. Great vibe,
good feeling. That, again, the ribbon cutting was just like a who's who of business leaders and entrepreneurs. Can you take us to how ThinkZilla got its name? Because that's the, you know, people have been asking me. They're like, ThinkZilla, how ThinkZilla? My kids think, oh, that's the coolest thing ever, ThinkZilla. Can you tell us a little bit of a story, a snapshot of how you came up with ThinkZilla?
Yeah, so as a business owner and as an entrepreneur, my first three companies failed, and I decided that I was not going to give up. So I continued to build. And I thought, you know, while everyone was telling me, Velma, you need to just get a job, this isn't going to work. And I was thinking like, okay, no, I'm going to use everything that I learned through these businesses, and I'm going to continue to go, and I'm going to continue to grow. So I adopted a mindset of failing forward fast. So you have to fail forward fast before you can reach a destiny. And so in the process of that, I started my fourth company. It was highly successful, and I sold it, and then I started a fifth company, and I just, you know, started having fun building companies and selling companies. And from there, I decided that I was going to start a company that would help other companies push their mission forward. And in the process, I said, you know, what name, you know, and I started to think about Godzilla. But I knew that I could not trade. Right?
Why wouldn't you?
I knew that I couldn't trademark Godzilla. So I'm thinking, wait a minute, Godzilla. I really wanted to use Godzilla and couldn't. And I said, wait a minute. So I said, Think Zilla. Think Zilla is what I came up with. Home of the big ideas and great results.
Outstanding. And I have to say that just even the office space screams ThinkZilla. It's just high energy. It's a high high performing operation. I've got to meet some of your teammates, and of course, when we got a reference back to that that ribbon cutting you did, you had friends from all over the country here visiting, and champions for what you're trying to achieve and what you're trying to do in your business model. And with the Chamber, you know, we are just open arms to hear and learn and welcome you and your team to be part of that. So let's take a deeper dive on how you work with businesses, what your client profile looks like, and if I'm a small business owner, medium size, or even a large business owner, if I'm a business owner and I come to Dr. Tram and I say, I need some help, or you do an analysis, how do we work together?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I must tell you that I am thrilled and honored to be a member of the Scottsdale Chamber. So kudos to what you all are doing. So with ThinkZilla, it's really we have two models, and I'll get into talking about small businesses and how we kind of bridge the gap. All right. So when I started ThinkZilla, we started as a marketing and public relations strategy firm. That helped small businesses grow, and we helped them with their PR. We helped them build the infrastructure and reaching their audiences. And 3 years into the company, we started to get a lot of inquiries from public and private entities that saw what we were doing with the small businesses, and they reached out to us. They started to reach out to us to connect. For us to help them connect with small businesses, to help them build strategies, to connect with underrepresented communities. And in that, I then started to pivot the business model a little bit. We had one part of the business at the time that was working with small businesses. Now we have a nonprofit organization that works with small businesses, women-owned enterprises, minority businesses. So on the ThinkZilla side, we work with public and private companies that are looking to build programming to connect to underserved communities. So from a program perspective, when you think about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and creating programs for that creates unity for all, inclusivity for all, we actually connect corporations to communities. So community engagement. We build programs for supplier diversity. And so companies that are looking to engage with minority-owned companies, we now have a pipeline for them to help them to reach their social responsibility goals. And so when you think about the problem that most public or private entities have, it's they have the resources to help these communities, they have the resources, but oftentimes they don't have the engine or the mechanism to connect with them. If you think about this, corporate people congregate with corporate people. Entrepreneurs congregate with entrepreneurs. And so oftentimes it's hard to reach the audience, right? It's hard for both of them to connect with each other. And so what ThinkZilla has been able to do is build an ecosystem nationwide of minority suppliers, minority businesses, entrepreneurs, and on the consulting side, we're able to help these companies to build the foundation, to build marketing programs, to build PR strategies, to build advertising campaigns to help them to reach that audience.
Outstanding. When you look at the subject matter of diversity, equity, inclusion, DEI, and you look at and your website, by the way, is remarkably insightful. And there's an area there where you talk about risks versus opportunities. And when you look at that as a business that's that wants to be socially engaged, that wants to look at DEI, and they want to look at what are some of those risks. If you're and not knowing what to ask or where to go, and then if you can bridge to what those opportunities are for a business.
Yes, absolutely. When you look at risk, in an era where everything is socially driven, when you look at the whole Me Too movement, when you look at the Black Lives Matter and, you know, the George Floyd and how media played a huge part in disseminating the content and sharing those stories and also putting their own spin to things. We know that media is used to share negative news. You don't see a lot of positive. You don't see as much positive as you should see. And so for a company looking at risk, it is risky for your company not to have diversity in place in terms of your workforce, because if you want to reach that a diverse audience, you have to become what you're trying to reach, and in that it is a risk for you not to display equality. It's a risk not to display diversity in your branding. It is a risk for you not to. It's a social responsibility risk. It is a risk from a crisis perspective. We've had to help a lot of people in crisis matters, and it is a risk from a community standpoint as well, because if you are not a diverse company, innovation cannot happen. You cannot grow. There are statistics out that shows by the year of 2044, the minorities will be the majority. And so if you're not moving forward, then ultimately you're moving backwards. And there are a lot of companies that have closed or have had to close their doors because they failed to take advantage of opportunities, because it's an opportunity to be diverse. It's not just a buzzword, and a lot of people are using it as a buzzword, but it should ultimately be the way that we all do business. I think of it this way. We are all one body, but we are many moving parts of that one body. And diversity is not a buzzword, but it's how we do business, and diversity is a result of doing what's right. And then when you do what's right, then ultimately you become a diverse company.
Bravo. And I think that there's a space. Well, I look forward to the your future businesses, because I think diversity and inclusion and equity are going to become even more important and more mainstream of where things are and where things are going to be. And when you look at, you're right, buzzwords and where things are, there are things that are topical. I look at our business community in the Scottsdale area, and it represents all different sizes of business, from, you know, one person entrepreneur startups to Fortune 50 companies and everything in between. And sometimes businesses just don't know what to ask. They don't know where to start. And they, but they want to. They want to be engaged. How do I go on, get on board the ThinkZilla bandwagon? How do I jump on board with you? And what does that look like?
And thank you. So that is a great question. One of the things I will say is that most companies, they want to do the right thing, and you're right, they don't know where to start. We actually just created a DE&I scorecard. This is on our website. You can actually click that link and it will ask questions that will help you to, you will get a score at the end of the completion of the DE&I scorecard that will tell you where you are. It will tell you how you are, how you're measured from a diversity standpoint, and it'll tell you what areas you need to work on. And so that has been a tremendous resource for a lot of companies. Actually, we've been getting companies all over the world that have been, you know, taking the diversity, equity, and inclusion scorecard. It's a resource to help companies, just like you mentioned, those companies that, you know, are looking for ways to become more diverse but don't know what to do. A lot of companies, they are hiring people in positions for diversity, equity, and inclusion, but these people have never run programs for diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the owners of these companies, the leaders of the companies, they don't know that they're hiring someone that does not know how to actively engage in our communities. And so we, through the DE&I scorecard, we also have trainings to help people get to the next level in understanding, because diversity has many parts. You have employee retention. You know, it's diversity in workforce. It's supplier diversity, making sure that you are doing business with diverse suppliers. It is community engagement. How are you engaging the community? And so there's a lot of different elements to diversity. And so to answer your question, the scorecard is definitely a resource. But for companies that are looking to become more diverse, contact us. We start with an assessment. You can actually take the assessment yourself from our website, and then our experts are standing by to help companies build programs. We help them to measure those KPIs. We can help them build a strategic plan. However they are looking to take their company to the next level, become more diverse, we have programs that we've built for companies all over the world that can help them get to the next level.
Well, we're going to say it a couple times, but if I'm looking for you, what's the website you want us to go to?
ThinkZillaConsulting.com. Again, that's ThinkZilla, not Godzilla, but ThinkZillaConsulting.com.
Outstanding. And I have to say that as we're going through, in a community like the Scottsdale area has a lot of opportunity to grow, we are seeing so much infusion of talent and businesses that are coming to the Valley for a myriad of reasons. And I think it's to become part of the chamber, but there's probably other things out there that are coming to Scottsdale for. So when you're looking at that and how you pick Scottsdale, tell me about, because you're in Atlanta, you're in Houston, you're in Chicago, you got it, you are on the move. I mean, literally, it would be like watching that need like a tracking device to find where you are at any given time. But tell me about coming to Scottsdale. Tell me about what it's been like so far. I know you've engaged with the Economic Development Office and the elected leaders, and so give us a little snapshot of how ThinkZilla has been welcomed and things you've discovered about Scottsdale.
Yeah, well, I love the slogan, which is Scottsdale for all. The people, everyone has been very welcoming. We recognize that this is I guess it's kind of new here. And it's new all over, actually, right? Because what has been happening is people have been supporting diversity or thinking that they have been making an impact by supporting different things. But then they find out that what they've been supporting has not made any impact. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely it does. And I see that. I feel that. And there's a definite connect that Thinkzilla is putting in that place, because I don't believe a lot of businesses, you look at the social umbrella of DEI, and you look at DEI and you look at that, but how you actually, I mean, you've taken it from more of an aspirational social point of...
To execution.
Execution at different levels of business for managers, for owners, for employees, where it's a tactical approach to how you look at this subject matter and how you incorporate it, you ingrain it.
Mm-hmm. One of our very, very popular and impactful programs, it's a minority business development program, and we're actually expanding to Florida.
I got to put you on, now I got another pin on the map. Now you're going
we're
to Florida on me.
To Florida. Because the market is calling for what we're doing. So one of our very popular programs, it's very impactful, is our minority business development program. A minority business is a business that is 51% owned by an underrepresented group. A veteran, LGBTQ, our disabled community, our minority community, women, African American, those are classified as minority owned companies. Oftentimes, these companies or this group does not get opportunity or access to level the playing field when it comes to procurement, when it comes to supplier diversity, because oftentimes the problem is these companies are not ready. They have not had proper training. They don't have access to the right type of mentors. They don't have access to investors. They don't have access. They are underrepresented. If they had the access or if they had the training, then they could be just as good as another company. Okay. With that, our minority business development program, we help these companies build capacity to do business in the public and private space. So when you get a local government that is agency that is looking for a technology company or a construction company that is owned by a minority owner, then they can no longer say we don't know how to find them. And so that is the problem that we solve. That's where we come in, because we have over 250,000 business owners in our ecosystem that we have worked with over the past 9 years, or some of our clients have created programs for. And when you say, a lot of people take out of context minority, that doesn't mean that these are people that are companies that are not making money. I have a client in Blaylock Van is an investment banking firm. In fact, they're the oldest African-American owned investment banking firm in the country. They've been in business for 30 years. $500+ million company. So just because it's a, and I have several companies minority owned that are expanding here to Scottsdale. In fact, we have one that's looking for 15,000 to 20,000 square feet of warehouse space to move a logistics company here, expand a logistics company here. So when you think about economic impact, business retention, creating job opportunities. We have to do our part in doing the right thing. And that is engaging our communities. That's understanding what's happening in our communities, because sometimes you can be so high up here to where you don't realize or recognize what's going on here. And so if you don't know what's going on, how can you make an impact? If you're hiring people that don't know what to do, how can we make an impact? So when people ask, what do you sell? I tell them, I don't sell services, we craft solutions. Because being a small business owner and starting from the ground, you know, I was born and raised in abject poverty in Houston, Texas. So I've had to figure life out, and I've had my share of ups and downs. And so I am very relatable and I'm very authentic. So I understand what the people on the left are dealing with because I was once there. And it took me having to change the way that I think in order to be where I am today. And so oftentimes, if we can get people to change the way they think, then we can incubate them into a process of change. So we have a economic empowerment program through the nonprofit organization that works and focuses on the mindset. We've been hosting this program now for 4 years. And through this program, we've had women from all over attend. Prior to pre-COVID, women were traveling to Atlanta to attend this event. So we had 200 to 300 women every single month that will travel to Atlanta to attend these economic empowerment events. Some of these women were C-suite, C-level professionals. Some of them were, you know, doing very well in business, but needed to know what their next steps were. And through this process, I've learned how to bridge the gap in doing the right thing.
Well, we are so thrilled that you are part of Scottsdale. Scottsdale called, you came, we're open arms, we're thrilled. I have to say that Dr. Tram, every time that we get together, I learn something new. I feel something different that you've shed some insight on and some thought, and it's a treasure to have you as part of the business community. I know you're going to be doing a number of programs for different organizations, including the Chamber, and we're thrilled to have you as part of that. And I have to say, you radiate positive energy. And I think that is an infectious and important, and I think it helps folks understand. And you are incredibly relatable. Your team is wonderful to work with. ThinkZillaConsulting.com. ThinkZillaConsulting.com. And I have to tell you, the best is yet to come in Scottsdale with your organization and what you're going to bring to the business community. And we're thrilled to have you today.
Thank you for having me today.
Thanks for listening to the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce podcast, presented by Comerica Bank. Business leaders, business topics, local events, and more. Join us next time for the Scottsdale Chamber of Commerce podcast on demand 24/7 right here on StarWorldWideNetworks.com.